In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Follow me. Follow me. Few other words, certainly in Scripture, but even in the language that we use, capture the true meaning of what it means to be a Christian more than these two words, which Jesus called his disciples with. Follow me. In today's gospel reading, we hear about the faith and the obedience of these first two disciples and apostles, Peter and John, while they were performing their secular job. They didn't seek to postpone this call, to ignore it, to offer excuses. They didn't say, give us a few days to think about it, and we'll get back to you. You know, they always tell you, wait a day when someone makes you some type of offer. Wait a day, think about it. No, they didn't wait. They immediately responded. They left everything, and they followed Jesus. St. John Chrysostom, commenting upon this gospel passage, writes that when the time came for, he chose disciples, as we know. And after his resurrection, he would send them throughout the world to preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of the reconciliation of man to God by the death and resurrection of Christ, and to bear his name before kings and all authorities. This task of monumental importance Jesus did not entrust to powerful or educated individuals, St. John tells us. Rather, he sought out simple men and invited them to become his disciples. Why? Why did he do this? Because the gospel, St. John tells us, because the gospel itself is the wisdom and power of God and stands in no need of human backing. Only simple men and women, such as the myrrh-bearing women, the myrrh-bearing disciples, the first to announce the resurrection of Christ. He chose these people to work in his vineyard. He chose these individuals to spread the Evangelion, the good news of Jesus Christ. And today, we too are greatly in need of this very same wisdom and power of God. The gospel, the Evangelion, the good news of Jesus Christ, something, actually someone, to which we can offer our faith, to which we can offer our love and our wholehearted obedience and dedication. Let us hear once again from the text of today to it. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee. Two brothers sat into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, they saw two other brothers, James and John, the son of Zebedee, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately, they left their boat and their father and followed him. And he went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every infirmity among the people. Two things impress me about this gospel lesson. The first is diligence, and the second, diligence. Christ found Peter and Andrew, James and John, and they were engaged in their work. Two of them were casting out their nets into the sea, and two of them were repairing the nets. These were men who lived by manual labor, their own hands. And it was not by accident that Jesus called these two men, or these four men, and those after them, to follow him. There is a time for work as well as a time for worship. They were working, but he called them for worship. A basic principle of Christianity is what, and while we were with you, we gave you the order. If anyone doesn't want to work, he shouldn't eat. Not doing any, but being busybodies. Such people we order and encourage by the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and eat their own bread. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. It is the teaching and the expression of the Christian faith that every honest labor is blessed by God. Christ Himself, God, worked here on earth. He said in John chapter 5, verse 17, "My Father is still working, and so am I." Faithful Christians understand that every kind of honest work that we do brings with it its own particular blessing. We should work not only to support ourselves and our families, but those in need. That is what we do as a church community. We don't just work here for us, we work here for our community. Not only this community, but the community we live in, the community around us. And we are following the example of our Lord and His apostles when we do so. The second thing we notice about this morning's gospel is the apostles possessed a spirit of loving obedience. So they were diligent in what they were doing, but they also expressed loving obedience. This is a great virtue, and it's a necessity in life for all of us. The obedience that we have to each other, the obedience that young have to their elders, the obedience of all people to the call of God. As soon as the apostles heard the summons of Christ, as we read, they left all immediately and followed Him. Because they recognized that what He was offering to them was of greater value even than what they were doing, which was of certainly great value to them. Fishers of men, disciples, God chose us, each and every one of us here, to be His disciples, to be His workers, to be His followers. He chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. So how will we answer His call on our lives? Will we seek to follow Him? How will we serve Him? What does it mean to follow Christ in today's world? The choice to follow Christ is a very personal one. And while we can be introduced and taught about the faith, while we can be witnessed to and prayed for, we cannot become followers simply because of these efforts, although they are very important. Rather, we, each one of us, have to personally answer the call to join choice. If the ultimate responsibility of the disciple, like Peter and Andrew and James and John that we heard about today, is to bring others to Christ, the first responsibility is to choose Him. That's what they did. They immediately followed Him. For we can't encourage others to choose Christ if we are not choosing Him ourselves, if we are not following Him ourselves. We cannot bring others to Christ if we are not with Christ. We cannot lead others to Christ if we are not being led by Christ. The fact is that all of us, each and every one of us, are in the boat with Peter and Andrew. Or we're mending our nets like James and John to follow Him. And if we are called to follow, it means that we are asked to let Him lead us. It also means to abide in the sacraments, in prayer, in the study of Scripture. You see, Christ called each one of us to be disciples. And being a disciple literally means to be a student, to be one who is learning. So we are called to be His students, which means we are called to learn what it means to be a Christian. We need to know our faith. We are called to continually deepen our understanding of Christianity and to continually cultivate a relationship with Christ. That is why we are here, I hope. Yet it means even more than this. It means that the time we spend with Christ in prayer and in church affects everything that we do during the week when we leave here in a few short hours. It means that we take Christ to our homes. It means that we take Christ to our work, into our families, into our marriages, into our relationships, into our life with our children, with our employers, with our employees, with anyone we come in contact with during the day. Though in many instances individuals respond to the call of God just as the disciples did, He doesn't necessarily ask us to drop our work, to drop our family. On the contrary, the church bids us work diligently at our jobs, to care for our families, to care for those in need. This, I submit to you, is truly following Him. By caring for His people and glorifying God in all that we do and all that we say. This is following Christ. There are many people who have answered all of the calls that I just described. They follow. They let Him lead. They study. They sacrifice. They serve. More critical characteristic of being a disciple. And that is to share Christ with others. And this is the place where all of us, myself, every one of us, said that. What was the last part of the gospel here? He told them that He would make them fishers of men. Meaning they would literally catch people into the net of Christianity with the good news of Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought about being a fisher of men? It's an important part of our Christian call. It's an important part, an aspect, an essential aspect of us as Christians. Most of us think of this as strictly something that the priest or the clergy or those who are in ministry of the church are to do. But the fact is, sharing Christ is not only something we all can and should do, it is something that we can and must do. We must do this. So as you heard in the gospel lesson today, shorter than many of the other gospels that we may hear on a Sunday, that talks about Christ calling His first disciples, although it is. Rather, here it is a call to all people, each and every one of us here today, to follow Christ, to serve one another, to actively work to spread the gospel, to bring others to Christ, to become fishers of men. Remember, the call to be a disciple is not only a call to follow, it is a call to lead. Amen.